for years and years and years, Australians have had these messages of, you know, slip, slop, slap and taking care of ourselves, the concerns of skin cancer, the like. It's really been sort of a key point, I think, for the Australian government to really shove this kind of messaging to us. Is it a problem, though, that Australians are still facing properly taking care of our skin using sunscreen and the like?
Yeah, it can be a bit of a problem, partly because, especially in the northern parts of Australia, it's just really easy to get sunburnt. But also because there are a few like persistent myths around whether sunscreen's safe to use or whether it's worth using once you're past a certain age, that sort of thing.
Where do these kinds of myths come from?
Some of them, like the worries about whether the chemicals are safe to use, are, you know, maybe a bit natural, because if you look at the ingredients list on the back of your sunscreen bottle, there's some really weird-looking words on there. So you can understand why people are a bit hesitant about that. But everything that goes into Australian sunscreens has to be pre-approved by our Therapeutic Goods Administration, and they regulate that in a similar way to over-the-counter medications like Panadol. So we can be pretty sure that these things are safe and they are pretty effective.
Mm. I mean, I certainly hadn't heard this one about concerns sunscreen might be toxic for the like, but to me it almost harkens immediately back to the kind of anti-vaccination movement where, as you say, there's big scary words involved. People may not necessarily understand the science, and those concerns are quite quickly raised.
Yeah. One thing we do know about some of the sunscreen chemicals is that in very high amounts they can cause hormone disruption, but it's not the kind of amounts that you would get by normal use, even normal use every day. It's probably only if you were, you know, slathering it on your toast and eating it, which I can't imagine would be any fun, that you would need to worry about that sort of thing.
And there would be developments, I understand, over the years. I mean, some new sunscreens haven't necessarily passed the tests, I understand, from some of these companies, but these are still all the same ingredients, harmless to the human body, and probably, you know, more concerned with sun protection.
Yes, yep, they should be.
So looking at some of the other myths that you mentioned there, people might be reluctant to use it for whatever reason, because they're aged, because they feel like the damage is already done. How often do we see that one?
We do see that quite a bit with older people. They think that maybe because they were, you know, out on the beach in the 70s, soaking up lots of rays, all the damage is done and it's not really worth using it. And it is true that for some types of skin cancer, childhood exposure seems to be the most important thing. But for other ones, particularly the squamous cell carcinomas, ongoing UV exposure just continually increases your risk. And if you use sunscreen regularly, you actually end up having a slight decrease in the precursor lesions that can lead up to that kind of cancer.
Mm.
So we know it's worth using, even if you're, you know, getting on in years. And, of course, getting sunburnt is pretty unpleasant at any age.
And part of this, I think, relating back to that same sort of fatalistic attitude, is another one of the myths you mentioned there about predispositions towards melanomas and skin cancer. Some people think, well, the genetic disposition outweighs any benefits I'll get from wearing sunscreen and the like. Certainly those factors must be true. There is a sort of different genetic dispositions.
Yeah, there are some genetic mutations that make you slightly more prone to something like melanoma, and there are some, particularly in a gene called CDKN2A, that make you very much more prone to melanoma. But your UV exposure adds on to that risk. Whatever your baseline risk is, your UV exposure increases that. So with some of those CDKN2A mutations, we know that if you have that and you live in Northern Europe, your risk of getting a melanoma is 30 to 50%. Whereas if you have that in Australia, your risk can be as much as 80%, and that's just down to UV exposure. So using sunscreen and using sun protective clothing will help you reduce that risk.
And here in Sydney, we're coming towards, we're obviously getting through summer at the moment. We've seen a very smoky, smoky summer here with a lot of, unfortunately, a lot of haze cover in the city. Is there some misunderstandings as to when we should be applying sunscreen? Some people take the view that you should sort of be applying it every day, anytime you are leaving out into the world for a significant amount of time. But I think looking at the conditions we've had in Sydney over this past summer, a lot of people would go, well, it's not going to get me today. There's too much cloud coverage.
Mm. You would think so, but you can get burnt through cloud cover. UV is blocked very slightly by cloud cover unless it's really low and really thick. So if we usually say if the UV index is over 3, that's a time to use sunscreen. And that's usually reported in the news, in the weather segment of the news, or you can use the Cancer Council's SunSmart app to see what the UV index is where you are today. But yes, smoke and cloud, you can still get burnt. In fact, I was talking to someone who got burnt just the other day, even though she was out on a cloudy day.
And just finally, I mean, if we're looking to take our skin protection seriously, if we're looking to take the sun protection seriously, we know the old slip, slop and slap, I understand. I think there's a couple of other S's in there now as well.
Mm-hmm.
Is there some sun protection measures we should be most definitely focused on in addition to the likes of sunscreen?
Yep. So we usually say put sunscreen on in the morning if it's going to get above the UV index of 3 during the day. And that will help you just be protected from just sort of incidental small amounts of UV radiation that build up into damage over time. But if you're going to be outside for more than 10 or 15 minutes, that's the time to start using sun protective clothing. So the rest of the slip, flop, flap, seek, slide, which is slip on a shirt, slap on some sunscreen, slap on a hat, seek shade and slide on some sunnies. So if you're going to be out for more than a few minutes, use as many of those as possible rather than relying just on the sunscreen.
Well, Katie, thank you very much. Do appreciate your time this morning.